Matthew chapter 27.
Amen. Chapter 27 this evening. I want to read you some scripture here, and I ask you to keep your Bibles open for a few minutes, because I'm going to show you four men in the Bible and what they did with the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 27. They're all found here in Matthew 26 and 27. One way that I know the Bible is true is that it has all the elements in it. It never leaves anything out. And it's amazing to me that you've got a book that tells the whole history of the world and the present and the future, and you can carry it around in one hand. It's all condensed into one great story. 66 books combined into one great volume, the Holy Bible. What about that? Matthew 27 tells us of the time just before and during the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, look at verse number 22. Matthew 27, look at verse number 22. During all this, Pilate saith unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, let him be crucified. Pilate said there in verse 22, what do you want me to do with him?
Yeah.
Now what they done is they took Jesus Christ. The Bible said that they took him, use this in just a second, Brother Mike, so I get my throat loosened up. They took the Lord and they beat him. And the Bible said they put a crown of thorns on his head. Blood would run down his face. And then they plowed his back like you'd take a plow and go in your garden and turn the ground. That's what they did with his back. Many times when they beat a person in them days, a person died just from what they call scourging. Because when they scourged somebody, they'd take a club of a piece of wood about that long, and then it'd have leather straps coming out of that piece of wood. They call it a cat of nine tails. And a big piece of strap of leather like this, bunch of them, and in the strap there'd be sharp glass or rock or pieces of steel, just to make it jagged. And then they'd take a person and put them, their hands up against the wall like that and tie them up with no clothes on their back whatsoever. And that Roman soldier would get whipped and he'd go slap. And when he did, he'd jerk it like that. And they said a lot of times them straps would wrap around the person's body, and when he pulled it, they would cut on the end of their body. And lots of times, many times, a victim would die before they ever got to the cross. And their intestines, many times, just fall right out on the ground. And they'd have to pick them up or just lay there and bleed to death. And that's the way they did Jesus. And they brought Jesus to Pilate that night. And the Bible said that Pilate led him and he said, what will I do with Jesus who is called Christ? He didn't realize it that day, but he asked the question of all questions. And I'm going to ask you tonight, what will you do with Jesus who is called Christ? Your eternal future depends on what you do with Jesus Christ. Where you're going to spend eternity, heaven or hell, depend on what you do with Jesus Christ. It does not depend on where you go to church. It does not depend on the good life that you live. It does not depend on how much money you put in the offering plate. It does not depend on what kind of car you drive, or how good you are to your neighbor, how moral you are. Or it depends on one thing, what you do with Jesus Christ. Listen, whatever you do with Jesus Christ now, God's going to do with you then. Is that plain enough? Whatever you do with Jesus now, God's going to do with you then. You got time for him now, God will have time for you then. You accept him now, God will accept you then. You say, I ain't got time to fool with you now, God will say, I ain't got time to fool with you then. However you treat Jesus, that's how God will treat you. Do you understand that? Do you understand that tonight? And that puts us all on level ground. I've heard people say, well, you just don't understand, preacher. The way I was raised awful. I didn't have a chance. We grew up poor. We grew up, you know, not having a place, nothing to live, and we just naturally all got in trouble, and we got in trouble and got on drugs and got jailed, and we got all that. Listen. Another kid says, well, I grew up rich, and my parents had everything that ruined me, and I didn't get saved. There's no excuse. We're all the same. We're all on level ground. There's no excuse for you. There's no excuse for me. I grew up, my daddy wasn't saved when I was growing up. My dad didn't get saved until after I'd been saved probably a year and a half. And so my dad was no Christian influence on me. My mom was saved, thank God. She taught me about the Lord. She taught me all that. And I'm glad the Lord looked down and saw me and said, Danny, what will you do for Jesus? On April the 19th, when I was 18 years old, I accepted Jesus. I said, I'll take Him to pay for my sin. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid the debt He didn't owe. You understand that? What you do with Jesus Christ determines where you go when you die. And if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. You say, how do you know? Because what He promised me, if I'd trust Him, He'd take me to heaven when I die. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a good person. I'm not a good person. I'm not. I want to be. I try to be, but I'm not. And you're not either. The Bible said there's none good. No, not one. You know what we do tonight? We're depending on the grace of God and what Jesus does on the cross. There are four men here in this scripture, and I want you to notice how these men treated the Lord Jesus Christ. You will find your place in one of these four men. You'll see yourself in one of these four men here tonight. Every person in this room fits into one of these four categories. The first one would be Simon Peter. Simon Peter denied Him. There in chapter 26 and verse number 69, the Bible said Simon Peter denied Him. Did you know what Peter did? He denied the Lord. He denied the Lord. Greatest opportunity he had ever had to stand up for Jesus, and he blew it. Some of you this weekend had a great opportunity to stand for Jesus, and you blew it. You took the world's side. Some of you have had a great opportunity to stand for Jesus in high school, maybe in college, maybe over there where you were, and you blew it. That's what Peter did. Bible said Peter was over there, and the pressure got on. He neglected his place to pray. Listen, if you don't pray, when God gives you a chance to pray, you're liable to deny the Lord when it comes your time to deny the Lord. He neglected his place to pray. He followed afar off, and he warmed himself by the enemy's fire. Now listen, you know what God did? God looked down and He said, Peter, what are you going to do? And Peter went down and sat down in a restaurant, and he said, well, I'm the Lord won't let me fight. And he took his sword off, cut that guy's ear off. And Peter mad. And Peter got mad because the Lord wouldn't let him fight. And if you're not careful, you'll do that. You'll get mad at God because something didn't go the way you thought it ought to go. And when you what gets you in trouble is when God don't work things out, and you get mad at Him and say, well, God, if you loved me, why did this happen? God, if you loved me, why did that happen? God, if you cared about me, why would I be going through what I'm going through? But you see, Peter let it get the best of him, and the Bible said that he cursed and denied the Lord. Listen to me. Peter cursed and denied the Lord. The little girl came back here and said, can I help you, preacher? He said, I ain't no blankety blank, bitty blank, blank, bitty blank, blank, preacher. She said, Lord have mercy. You must have got up on the wrong side of the bed today. He said, nope. He said, no, I'm just sick and tired of it. I don't know who you're talking about. And he cursed and denied the Lord. What have you done with the Lord Jesus Christ? The second man was Pilate that I read here a little bit about tonight. Pilate said, you know what Pilate tried to do? Pilate tried to wash him off his hands. Peter denied him. Pilate tried to wash him off his hands. You see, Pilate was your politician in the Bible. And Pilate wanted to keep his job. And Pilate wanted to please both sides. And Pilate wanted to make everybody happy. And I found out a long time ago, if you're going to please God, there's some people you're not going to make happy. If you're going to please people, you can't make God happy. It's impossible to please the world and please God at the same time. Some of us need to learn that. Some people think, well, I want to live for God, but I don't ever want to offend nobody. I don't ever want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't ever want to bother nobody. Listen, you cannot live for God and not rub this world the wrong way. It's one way, you're going the other way. So Pilate got up there that day, and he heard, here's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord's standing here, and Pilate said, what do you want me to do with him? And they said, crucify him. Put him on the cross. And Pilate said,
Well, what's he done? They said he claimed this, he claimed that. They brought up all kinds of accusations against him. And the Bible said, Pilate said, I tell you what I'm going to do. You just do whatever you want to with him, and I'm going to wash my hands. So he goes in there and washes his hands like this, and he thinks, I'm neutral. Now listen, you cannot remain neutral about Jesus. There is no way that you can say, I'm not for him, or I'm not against him. People say that. They say, people say, well, if you want to go to church, that's all right. If you want to preach, that's all right. But me, you know, I ain't against sin or nothing like that. But I just, you know, blah, 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 blah. If you're not for him, you're automatically against him. If you're not going with him this way, nobody's standing still. You're either going that way or you're going that way. You're living for God or the devil right now. You say, well, I'm not living for God or the devil. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are, too. It's impossible. You can't wash Jesus off your hand. You can't just, he's not like a rag that you can just wipe off and throw aside. You're going to bump into him again sometime. You're going to give an account to God for what you did with Jesus Christ. And you hear me, and you hear me well tonight. You are going to stand in front of God one of these days, and God's going to know everything you've ever done, every word you've ever spoke, every place you've ever been, everything you thought you had hid. God's going to know it all. And God's going to look at you and say, what did you do with my son Jesus Christ? That's all that's going to matter. And that'll put you in heaven or hell. That'll put you in heaven or hell. Number three, Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. Pilate tried to wash him off his hands. Judas betrayed the Lord. You know what Judas did? Judas said, if you'll give me some money, I'll sell him out to you. Judas sold out for a paycheck. A lot of people do that. I know people that say, well, preacher, I can't go to church because Sunday's the day I work hard and that's when I make money, and I'd rather have my money than do what God wants me to be. They sold the Lord out. Judas sold the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight, that was the cheapest price anybody ever got for anything. 30 pieces of silver. Judas Iscariot went to them guys, and he said, what do you give me if I betray him to you? And they said, well, I don't know. What do you want? He said, 30 pieces of silver. He went and got 30 pieces of silver, told them which one he was, and he said this. He said, the one that I kissed, that garden, that's him. Take him and go away with him. And so Peter came out there in the garden that evening, and all that old angry mob came out there to get the Lord Jesus Christ, and they came out there with lanterns and torches, and there was the Son of God, and there stood the Lord there in the garden. Here came those men through them bushes, they had them torches and lanterns that night, and the Bible said Judas came up and kissed him right there on the cheek. That's called the kiss of betrayal, and he betrayed him into the hands of wicked men. And let me tell you something, Judas went out and told himself he committed suicide. The gospel of Judas is a bunch of bull. There ain't no such thing as the gospel of Judas. Gospel means good news, and Judas never left no good news. He killed himself and went to his own place. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight Judas is wound up in hell because he betrayed the Lord. He betrayed the Lord. He betrayed the Lord. He said, I don't like him. I don't love him. You can have him, world. Judas would represent Marilyn Manson, or Danzig, or Kid Rock, or Madonna, going around putting herself on a cross. He would represent this world that just sells him out for money. Isn't it a shame that a person wants to live a wicked life like that, and they hate Jesus, and then turn right around and take that cross and make money out of it? Marilyn Manson makes money in a crowd, ripping the pages out of a Bible and throwing out here, getting paid extra money for mocking the Son of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something, brother. You'd be better off to be a terrorist at the judgment day than somebody who betrayed the Lord like that. Judas betrayed him. Betrayed him. You know what Jesus said about Judas? He said that man would have been better off if he had never had been born. And you hear me tonight, if you're not saved, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you'd have been better off never to have been born. The last man tonight is a centurion. He believed on him. He saw how Jesus died. He heard him cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt the earthquake. And he knew Jesus was no ordinary man. He saw the sun get black and hide its face. These convinced him that Jesus was the Son of God. You see, that man was standing near the cross. And there on that cross that day stood the Lord Jesus Christ, or hung the Lord Jesus, dying for our sins. When Jesus died, my friend, he died for everything wrong we ever have done or ever will do. And he was paying the price for our sins. And the centurion was there at the foot of the cross. Centurion, what does that sound like? C-E-N-T, century. That means he was in charge of 100 men, a boss over 100 soldiers. And he looked up at him that day, and they said all of a sudden the earth went like that, and the earth began to shake. The sky got dark, just like that. And the sky got black when Jesus died on the cross. And that old boy looked up at him and he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." He accepted him. Peter denied him. Pilate tried to wash him off his hands. Judas said, "Betray him, I'll sell him out." But the centurion got down and said, "Lord, I believe." Everybody in here is in one of them four groups. You denied him. You've tried just to shake it up and remain neutral. You sold him out. Or you trusted him. Pilate tried to wash him off his hand. Peter denied him and said, "I don't even know who you're talking about." Judas sold him out and said, "I don't care. Give me some money." The centurion got down and said, "I believe the man's who he says he is." What have you done with Jesus? Desi, I want you to come to the pen and start playing softly. The question to you tonight, my friend, is what have you done with Jesus Christ? You can't get out of it. You're going to be faced with what I'm preaching tonight. Sooner or later, down the road somewhere, you're going to be faced with it. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to deal with it. You can sit there tonight and say, "Well, I don't know about this church. I don't know about that preacher." That ain't got nothing to do with it. That ain't got a thing to do with it. The question is, what have you done with Jesus Christ? It makes no difference what you think about me. What you think about me means nothing. Your opinion of me means nothing. Mine of you don't mean nothing. You know what we're going to answer for? What have we done with Jesus Christ? I'm going to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time in life when you know you got saved?